This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, let's talk budget deficits here. I'm talking specifically about the U.S. federal budget deficit, of course, which we learned last week was $1.7 trillion for the just-ended 2023 fiscal year, effectively doubling in a year thanks to some weird budgetary accounting. The thing is about budget deficits that there is a spending side to them. We spend more than we take in, right? Talk about that a lot. But there is a revenue side as well, about which, well, a lot less is said. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams to balance out that equation.
The vast majority of federal revenue comes from taxes, and the 9% drop in revenues in fiscal year 2023 was mostly due to a drop in individual income taxes, including capital gains.
And of course, the 2017 tax cut was a real tax cut and has reduced revenues.
Bill Gale is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and I asked him why, when people are talking about deficits, we often hear a lot more about spending compared to revenues.
Tax cuts are usually discussed independently from spending or the deficit, but the conversations really need to be integrated.
Because he says any spending implies the need for future taxes. For now, the IRS is focusing on just making sure it actually gets all the taxes owed, especially from wealthier people.
Every dollar spent auditing these high-income tax individuals would collect more than $12 in additional tax revenue.
Amy Matsui is the director of income security at the National Women's Law Center. The IRS has started cracking down on high net worth tax evaders, and the agency said Friday it's already collected $122 million from about 100 cases.
You know, this is more than shaking change out of the couch cushions, but looking at the taxes that are already due and giving the IRS the resources to go after them could take a chunk out of the deficit.
But, says Garrett Watson, a senior policy analyst at the Tax Foundation,
even if you're a fan of changing the way in which we tax the rich, that becomes mathematically very hard to sustain when you're looking at just the magnitude of the deficit change that we're looking at over the next, 30 plus years.
Closing that gap, he says, will probably require a mix of reduced spending and higher taxes from a broader swath of the economy. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.